Sports brought to you by Amber Egger, Wyoming Real Estate Exchange, Wyoming Building Supply, 747. It's Friday.
Had to think about that for a minute. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's Friday.
No, I was building up to it. Okay. I was trying to build excitement up to it, Julie. I was trying to go, it's Friday, you know, just like okay. You didn't know. What, did you think I didn't know what day it was?
It dawned on me that you were going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's Friday.
Okay.
It is Friday.
It is Friday, you got it right. James. It's Friday. And on this date in 1914, the town of Jackson is incorporated.
Wow.
In 1914. 1910, Crystal Lake Dam is completed in what is now Kirk Gowdy State Park. That's between Laramie and Cheyenne.
Do we get a lot of cities that are incorporated nowadays? Does that ever happen anymore?
Do we get any additional cities?
Yeah.
There aren't that many new cities.
I think the only city that I can think of that I remember is Wright.
Being incorporated, like, recently? Relatively recently?
No, not relatively recent. I don't know. It's been a while.
I don't think I've ever...
In Houston, there was all... Because it was growing so fast when we lived there, there were little areas, municipalities, suburbs, that would quickly change so they could have local governing of their own areas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they'd go, where, you know, I don't care.
So I guess
remember,
bigger cities probably deal with that more.
Yeah.
Well,
with smaller
when
towns.
You look at the growth of Sheridan County, our cities are, I think, Dayton and Ranchester will someday join each other.
Yeah.
That's possible.
And the Powderhorn will be its own town.
Yes. It's, So things are definitely growing.
You ranch eight.
And then you look at, then you look north
Daychester.
Of town. Yeah. Then you look north of town, out Decker Road, and it's like, wow, the subdivisions popping up out there. So things are moving. On the date book, also one other, it was on this date that in 1885 that Calamity Jane had been heard from again. She showed up in Rollins, got drunk, and knocked out some sisters.
For which
she was arrested and fined $10. All right, Calamity.
Cool.
Wow.
Got to town, got drunk, and got in a brawl. All right. 1782, George Washington creates the Order of the Purple Heart. It is Purple Heart Day today.
Nice.
A decoration to recognize merit in enlisted men and non-commissioned officers. 1789, the U.S. War Department is established by Congress. 1882, the famous feud between the Hatfield family of southern West Virginia and the McCoys of eastern Kentucky breaks out.
And everybody knows about that.
No.
Everybody knows the name, the Hatfield and McCoys.
Hatfield and McCoys.
I just feel like it's the like quintessential familial rivalry that you point to if you ever like have a if you have a family rivalry with anybody. You're like, oh, we're like the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've ever had a family rivalry with anybody, but.
Yeah. But it would have been labeled.
You don't hear of them.
No.
You know? So. It's Beach Party Day. Okay.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
All right. Lighthouse Day.
Lighthouses are so amazing.
They're cool. Today is, as I mentioned, Purple Heart Day. It's also raspberries and cream.
Ooh.
That does sound good, doesn't it?
It does sound good.
Sounds tasty.
Lighthouses, most of them automated now.
Most lighthouses?
Yeah. I mean, we don't get a lot. I think there's a couple that still do lighthouse keepers that stay there for. I mean, obviously there's a couple, but most of the time it's just like you fly in every 6 weeks and go check out if everything's working properly, then leave again. It's kind of like what we do with the mountain.
I saw that this lady bought an old lighthouse, I think along Michigan, 20 years ago, and made it her home.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's cool. Tomorrow, Dustin Hoffman's birthday. He's 89.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
89.
Wow. Larry Wilcox. Remember Larry Wilcox, actor?
No.
Chips.
Okay, yeah.
Motorcycle, 79 today.
That was a good show.
It was a good show. Donnie Most. Happy days.
Okay, yep.
73 today.
That was another good show.
Yes.
Donnie Least.
And Roger Federer. He's been a Grand Slam champ. How many times? 20.
16? Okay.
Wow.
20 times. He's 45. Dang.
Retired now.
Yeah. 1899, A.T. Marshall of Brockton, Mass. Patented the refrigerator.
Oh.
Nice job, A.T. Wow. 1911, the millionth patent was filed in the U.S. Patent Office. Francis Holton, the tubeless vehicle tire. There you go.
Cool.
Don't they have tubes now, though?
I think we do. Well, you're asking the wrong person. I don't know tires.
Like, was it a bad design? And so now we have, I don't know, but don't tires have tubes now? I mean, you put air in them.
Some do, and some don't. Depends on what vehicle they're on.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I'm trying to think of a car that doesn't have a tube.
I don't think it's a car. I think it's usually
bicycles.
Different
do.
Vehicles.
Some bikes.
Some do. Bikes, yeah, if you want them that way. 1974, I remember watching this on TV. Watergate scandal, President Nixon announced his resignation.
Yeah.
I watched that on TV. I remember that.
I need to read their book, All the President's Men. I can't think of the guy's name.
There's a movie.
Yeah, I know, but I love the movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. But
really?
In fact, it has Dustin Hoffman in it.
Dustin Hoffman.
And Robert Redford.
Yes. Yeah. Robert Redford looking as fly as ever. That's easy. The coolest looking dude ever in that movie.
Yeah. I haven't watched
He's still
him.
Cool looking, man.
Yeah.
Well, he's deceased.
Oh, is he?
I don't know how cool looking he is now.
All right.
He is, yeah. He passed away.
He's in a cool place then. Let's put it that way. All right.
We'll, that was this year.
I forgot all. Was that this year?
That was like this year or the end of last year or something like that. It was recently.
Why do I not remember that? Okay. Bowling day tomorrow. Go bowling.
Sure.
All right. We're up for a little bowling.
Sure. Or paintball rematch.
Yeah, a little paintball rematch. Bowling. It's also garage sale day tomorrow.
Ooh, there's plenty of those going on. Right by my house. Ooh, this morning, I was almost turned away and parked in there, but they weren't taking early birds, so.
Where was that?
Right across
Right
across the street from
your
house?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Garage sale.
I love garage sales.
You do find some.
You do.
My problem is if I stop, I don't need to get any more things, more stuff. So if I don't go,
I won't be compelled to buy.
The thing is that you get rid of stuff and then you find more because you're, you know, things change. You might have loved this one thing at one time, so then you let it go and then you make room for something else.
That's my problem, not letting go.
Yeah. You're talking to the wrong person about that.
Yeah.
He's a rock collector.
Just go to I'm a rock collector.
Yeah, I know. The same goes for you, too.
Come on, James. Keep those old rocks. Good stuff. Great history. All right. Tomorrow's zucchini day. One of my favorites. Love zucchini.
A grilled zucchini.
Grilled's great.
Yeah.
Put zucchini in a shake.
Oh.
I won't do that, but.
I know you won't.
You know.
Hey, I made zucchini boats.
It really makes it full.
What did you say?
Zucchini boats where you just split it in half and you dig out just a little bit, not a lot, and you put hamburger in it and cheese. It's good.
Ooh. I made zucchini boats. I put them in the bathtub.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's why you mean what? Yeah, you can make toys with
them.
You
can make toys with them.
And I put zucchini boats.
Well, yeah.
I've never heard of that. But it sounds really good.
Tuna fish in it.
Do you mind
chicken?
You guys inviting me over
for a zucchini boat? Again?
I want a zucchini.
We'll have a battle.
It's
in the
a zucchini. It's a zucchini boat meal. So, and today's also sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch day,
also known as the zucchini wars.
All right,
you arm yourself with your zucchini boats.
Seriously, when you're making a good healthy float, put zucchini in it. It really
you float. Float? And you
shake? No, smoothie.
Smoothie.
You said float.
Did I say float? Yeah. No, I was
is that like
smoothie.
I put it in there with some ice
not
cream.
Not a root beer float, but a zucchini float.
Yeah.
Which, hey, who was it that called in and said?
We got a text message yesterday that said the best root beer floats
are at Scoops at Kendrick
Scoops
Park.
I live right there. I got to go get one.
There you go. Oh, hey, this is.
I wonder if they have zucchini floats.
Yeah.
Zucchini floats.
Gross.
So next time you do zucchini boats.
Okay.
See if it floats.
I'll
bring
some
try
in.
It over, okay? Or bring it in?
Yeah, I'll bring some in.
All right.
So those of you that have
then
zucchini
we'll go have
and
a
you
want to
leave
float.
Them at a door, put it at mine.
Okay. Yeah. Put it in I brought my zucchini.
Careful, Jasper.
I brought my zucchini gun to fight against your zucchini boats.
You go home and there's boxes in front of your door.
I can't open my door.
Oh, no, that guy's got zucchini cannons. Watch that.
Sunday, here's your day, both of you. Book Lovers Day.
Yeah.
It's your day. Polka Day. Hey.
Oh.
Sure.
All right.
It's popular
the music?
Here.
Yes. Dance, music, both?
Yeah.
I wonder if the YMCA still has a polka night. They used to have people show up once or twice a night.
I don't know.
Once or twice a night?
I mean, yeah. Weeknight.
Wow. Hey, let's go back. It was so good. Yeah. We left early. We're coming back.
Nothing like a little 11 p.m. polka.
Some people never leave.
Kind of like you're talking about poker with a Boston accent whenever you say that. Polka.
Polka already.
I went to YMCA and played it. I had some polka.
And then I was so good, I came back.
I came back at 11 p.m. right. For other polka. More.
The polka just continued on. I like it. Powerball grows $856 million. Dang. Hey, look up in the sky next week. The meteor showers are coming.
Yeah, I hope we can see it.
Yeah, I know. With all the haze, I don't know if we'll be able to see it.
During the peak, under dark, rural skies, patient observers will see dozens.
When is that?
Per hour. August 12th and 13th.
That's Wednesday and Thursday?
Are the two big days.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday.
Cool.
So... And also, next week, a total solar eclipse, August 12th. While the moon's shadow will completely cover the sun over places like Greenland, Iceland, and northern Spain, people in northern U.S. will still see a noticeable partial eclipse in the afternoon.
Unless there's smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, 38-year-old yoga teacher Kamal Kali from India set a new Guinness World Record by performing 86 push-ups underwater on a single breath.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
What a random thing to find out that you're good at.
What a random thing to do. Push-ups underwater.
You got nothing else going on, huh?
I mean...
I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing?
How do you do that? Are you at the bottom of the pool?
Well, you just swim down, yeah. Well, no, they're on top of the water.
You have to touch something.
The deep end? The shallow end?
As long as you're underwater, what's the difference?
They're just floating at the top.
You got to be at the bottom, Julie.
Yeah.
To push up.
It's a push up. Yeah.
Okay, it's a push up.
You're floating at the top and you're going.
Right. You're floating.
I did 86. She's just...
That's called air push ups.
Yeah.
And she's holding her breath, but she doesn't have to because she's on top of the water.
Right, because she's on top of the water. Yeah.
She flips over and goes like that.
Optional.
Okay. Then we're going to go back and do some polka. Mm-hmm. All right. You're listening to Carol. We shared and have an awesome weekend, everyone. Fox News on the